in principle number 8, discussing the spiritual work of emunah, the spiritual work of believing. We're on page 19. In number 6, we started to discuss emunah, that our spiritual descents are given to us from God. It was saying how our spiritual descents, our feeling spiritually disconnected, is integral to our reaching higher spiritual levels, that our feeling spiritually disconnected is actually a gift that is helping us to attain deeper spiritual connection, that there's actually no possibility of progressing spiritually without feeling spiritually disconnected. So our spiritual descents are an integral part of the process of developing spiritually. We can read here just the first sentence of the second paragraph. It says, as we progress spiritually, we are given deeper and deeper awareness of our desire to receive. So we learn that our truest essence, the aspect of God within us, our divine aspect, is a state of complete unconditional love, a state of pure giving, a state of pure loving, a state of absolute joyfulness, overflowing goodness, is our truest divine essence of all of us. But right now we're working through all of our desire to receive that was purposely given to us in order that we'll be able to receive ultimately all of the divine goodness and experience that we're here to come to in the ultimate way of giving and loving. Going from being able to only enjoy the gift of the divine experience to being able to truly love the giver of the gift. So we're working now through this whole stage that we're in to transform, to elevate our desire to receive to a place of giving. So it's all a process. It's not something that happens in one moment. It's what everything that we're going through now in this whole stage of existence that we're in, that we're learning how to love. So first, we can love on a level of, let's say, 5 kilos of love. And then we can learn how to love to a level of 10 kilos, a level of 100 kilos, a level of 1,000 kilos, for example, until we're able to truly love with all of our being. So at first it can become aware that our love for ourself, that our desire to receive, that our wanting to serve ourself is to a level in this example of, let's say, 5 kilos. And then we can learn to merit, to transcend that to a level of being able to love to that level of 5 kilos. Then it can become revealed to us, our loving only ourself is to a level of 10 kilos. And then we can merit to transcend that to having love beyond ourselves to a level of 10 kilos. And so on. So as a person is progressing spiritually, we start to feel that we're actually going in the opposite direction. Because in the beginning, in this example, felt, okay, I have 5 kilos of ego. And now, as progressing onwards, feeling we have 100 kilos of ego to overcome. But the reason that we're experiencing in the later stages the 100 kilos of ego is because we already overcame 5 kilos and 10 kilos and 15 kilos. So we're now given deeper levels of our ego, of our desire to receive, of our self-servingness, of our self-interest to overcome. We could already do those lower levels, so now we're given higher, deeper levels of ourselves to spiritually work on. So the deeper that we're coming to experience our self-centeredness, our ego, our desire to receive, our lack of belief, to the extent that we're experiencing those is actually the sign that we're spiritually progressing. So it's a very good sign when it's becoming revealed to us deeper levels of what we have to work on. It said, we are only given real awareness of our egoism to the extent that we are interested in transcending it and able to withstand the awareness of how self-centered we actually are. The more our egoism becomes revealed to us, the more our prayer for inner transformation can come from the depth of our hearts. The deeper our prayer, the deeper the answer to our prayer can be. So it's the opposite of what we might simply think. We might think that as a person starts to work on themselves spiritually, we would just ascend to higher and higher spiritual levels. And here it's guiding us to say that as we start to progress spiritually, we're going to experience deeper and deeper levels of our egoism, deeper and deeper levels of our lack of belief, and that those are given to us so that we can attain higher and higher levels of being able to truly love, being able to truly give, and being able to truly believe. The next paragraph here, just to read the first sentence, it says, spiritual descents also give us the opportunity to work on ourselves when we are not feeling spiritual. If we're only working on ourselves when feeling a spiritual atmosphere, feeling the joyfulness in our spiritual practice, ultimately spirituality is joyfulness, is divine connection. That's what it's all about. But if we're only doing our spiritual practice and work when we're feeling the joyfulness, if that becomes the motivation for everything that we're doing, then all of our spiritual practice is rooted in serving ourselves. If we're only having love for somebody when it feels good for us, then that love is rooted in how it's making us feel. But truly loving is loving beyond what it feels like in that moment. And the idea of our spiritual practice as a discipline is being able to do spiritual practice regardless of what it feels like. We normally think that when we're involved in spiritual practice, that the times when it's just shining and joyful and it's like, feels so good, that those are the ultimate moments. And then there's times when it's not feeling, we don't feel like doing it, it's hard for us, feel disconnected, in a spiritual descent. And even if we would, you know, overcome and work and have the discipline and still do the spiritual practice in those moments, we feel like, well, those were the bad moments of our spiritual work. Those were the disconnected moments, the moments nothing happened. And we look forward to the time when we'll connect again and feel all the joyfulness in our spiritual practice. So on one way of looking at it, in the times that we were feeling the disconnection and the times that we had to make so much effort in our spiritual practice and weren't feeling the joyfulness in it, that was the time that we were actually making effort. We were doing spiritual work. And that's the extent to which we're making spiritual work is the extent to which we're meriting to inner transformation. Exactly to the level to which we're making effort. So in those times that are so difficult for us, if we're still working through that, so much is happening spiritually. We're growing in a very big way in those moments. In the moments where it's just flowing on us and feeling the joyfulness and in the spiritual work, although those are moments we're feeling it in the highest way, in some ways, those moments are given to us as gifts to give us the motivation and energy for those next moments when it's so hard for us, where even the real inner spiritual transformation is happening on some level in those hidden moments. So in some ways, the moments that we appreciate the most, and there's the moments that we appreciate the most and those that we don't appreciate the most. But it's saying here, those moments that we don't appreciate the most are in some ways the highest moments. Those are the moments where transformation is happening in the deepest way. So it's giving us here to really appreciate all of our spiritual descents, all of our feeling spiritually disconnected. The way of spiritual progress and the way of spiritual development is through experiencing spiritual descents and making effort to connect through those spiritual descents is what's bringing us to the higher levels of spiritual development. So the descents are actually ascents in and of themselves.